Amen, church. Amen. As always, worship team, thank you. Thank you. You may be seated. As you're being seated, it's time to tell the old story. Open up your Bible or the Pew Bible to Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 6. Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 6. We'll be there in a moment. Next week will be a banner-raising week around here. We have a word of the year. If you're a guest to us, each and every year we try to pick out a different word from God's word to serve as kind of our focus, our mission, the thing that we're asking God to form in us and shape in us in our faith journey. And if number is correct, it will be banner number 13. Lucky number 13 that will be hoisted next week in addition to that. Before we hoist a new banner, though, it's helpful to look back at past banners because we never want to move past those words of what we're asking God to show, form and shape in us. We might be intentional about it in a given year, but we never want to walk beyond that. We always want to continue to ask God and grow in those characteristics found in God's word that we're asking him to shape in us. And so we'll do a little walkthrough next week of all 13 banners before we unveil the new banner. What we want to do this week is look more intentionally where we've been in 2025 together. And so our word was earnestly seeking after him. It's Hebrews chapter 11, 6. We're going to look at that passage in just a moment. I want to remind you that last year's word of the year built off the year before that's word of the year. So way back in 2024, we had a blue banner with the theme verse from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount to seek first the kingdom of God. It was our first year as First Church of Bellevue, and that verse really is our theme verse for the church of what we're about. We want to be a people that seek first his kingdom and his ways in life. And so it was about the priority of seeking. Last year's word of the year, 2025, built off the priority of seeking to the passion of seeking. Hebrews 11, 6 says, seek, earnestly seek after God. Like, we're to be all in this faith journey. Not only keep him number one, but like allow ourselves to sweat, to be strained, to exert effort in that. And so if you'll remember in 2024, a way that we highlighted our priority was three different times. We would sing first things first, or seek ye first the kingdom of God. And then three times we would look upward and we would chant, you're number one, you're number one, you're number one. For Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We wanted to reorient our priorities. Last year what we did to remember ourselves of the passion was five different times in the year. We just paused and had a testimony time in the church where we called forth earnest efforts. That was, we were looking for earnestness in everyday life. Maybe it was in church life together. Maybe it was something we saw in the workplace or amongst our families. But where did we see effort exerted that was worth affirming, supporting, encouraging in that way? And so we had a time of testimony sharing. Did you know over 40 different times? We only did this on five different services out of the 52 last year, but over 40 different stories were shared as a part of just our earnest effort times. And that doesn't include the stack of papers that were submitted in advance too. Like just sharing and affirming people's earnest efforts. We had people around our church family that were disqualified, right? The Polly's name was withdrawn, the Meacham's, my wife's, like we pulled their names because there was too many earnest effort stories going their directions there. But I think it highlighted some things, including stories that came from like 80-year-old people that would go to cross-country meets and run to race to pivot point, tracking down church members just to show them and remind them that there's a group behind them that's supporting them, cheering them on. Literally, 80-year-old people running cross-country races just to track down and affirm and appreciate one another in that way. We had stories about staff members who cleaned this building with broken arms. True story. Or staff members that would come here when they knew no one was in the building. A holiday, they came in the building to paint the walls while no one else could touch it and stuff like that, but to just do that facelift that the church needed there. Like just these earnest effort stories that percolated. On Kathy's last Sunday, I'm just wondering if there isn't some earnest effort stories that we could affirm Kathy's direction and worship team in general, the group that she leads. Are there ways that the worship team has exhibited earnest efforts that you've noticed through this past decade plus together? and just want to appreciate on her last Sunday, we're going to take a moment to do that if you can think of one. I'll share, I was sitting in small groups this past fall. I helped lead the Thursday morning as well as the Wednesday, one of the Wednesday evening ones. And I was sitting in a Wednesday evening one. Gary Smith, our SPRC chair, is in that Wednesday evening group as well. We had met with Kathy. Kathy requested to meet with us late summer, early fall, to just inform us that she was looking for a time to transition away from being the worship leader, that she's in a different season of life there and just needed to go in this direction there, but was informing us of her intent to step away at the end of the year. So Gary and I knew this. We're sitting in small group after having that meeting with Kathy a couple weeks after. And one of the questions was in small groups, what's a song that strikes a chord in your walk with God? A song that speaks to your soul. And we're listening to story after story come in the small group. Most of our group on Wednesday evening, they didn't say a specific song. They were just saying, whatever the worship team plays, it just finds a way into the nooks and crannies of their life and speaks something or challenges them in something. And so they're telling story after story of just affirming the work of the worship team and Kathy herself. And I'm sitting there in the group, like looking up at Gary, wondering if he's making eye contact with me, thinking, oh boy, I'm not looking forward to this date when we have to announce of her retirement, knowing that that was going to be later on in that way. But I think it just highlights the work and the effort and just the gratefulness of the way that they lead us in an act of worship. And so that's a story that I would highlight in our midst. Is there earnest efforts, a story that you would just like to take a moment to speak and affirm and appreciate on Kathy and our worship team as they approach this last Sunday together? If so, just raise your hand and we'll call on you to share a brief story together. Bob? Yeah. Do you remember those days that Bob talks about, like this thing called the sun shines sometimes in Ohio, and sometimes it's like really hot outside? I just needed to remind you that on days like this. And the worship team, particularly when we do the outdoor service, sometimes they got a tent, sometimes they don't. Sometimes they're out on the side of the street, and that shade creeps further and further back. They're sweating, and yet they're still singing to lead us in an act of worship. Earnest efforts. Good. Thank you, Bob, for sharing that. Rich? True that. And that's part of the reason why we sing the faith. There's something of this teaching as we're singing together that's rooting us in the historic Orthodox faith. And Kathy just doesn't, I like this song, I like this song, I like this. No, there's intentionality behind the song choices to highlight the truth of God and what we're focused on. Good, good. Thank you, Rich. Other earnest efforts to just laud and appreciate? Kathy wanted to do this last month, and we closed her off of this.
I just want to take an opportunity to take an earnest effort of the team, because every single person that is on the team will be rotated and out the season all the time. Nothing happens without all of them. Challenges are live. We have different instrumentation, and they don't always get the accolades.
They volunteer in that role. They volunteer in that role and do it so well for so long. Yep, for sure. Any other last comment or question? No questions for earnest efforts. It's only comments. But last thing I would share is some of the backstory of how Kathy came into that role a decade ago before we pull into earnest efforts together. Kathy and how she stepped into this role. We were in a time in our church family and the services were structured differently, but we're in a time where we were in a difficult place without going into details of having to let go a previous worship leader, and it put us in a bind rather immediately because we had a 9 a.m. service that was just contemporary at the time, a 10:30 service that was just traditional. So we had a whole service that was lacking a worship leader and needing a worship leader rather quickly. It was in that time period, Joyce Tucker, our daycare director, also a member of the church, she knew of Kathy because Jackson, Kathy's youngest, was in daycare at that time. Jackson, if you saw him this morning, is up here at this time, but remember 10 years ago down there at that time, and he was in daycare. Joyce knew Kathy from making the pickups and drop-offs and knew that she had a background in helping lead worship, and so she just asked Kathy, would you be willing for just a couple weeks to help us, to buy some time until we can find a worship leader and go through an interview process with that in mind. One of Kathy's first Sundays, I just remember her walking the center aisle and saying, oh, hi, because she knew all these friends and contacts that didn't realize were connected to this church, but she grew up with them. Kathy's roots are in Bellevue in that way, and so she was just interacting because her heart was for her community that she grew up in. And not to mention, music runs through Kathy's bloodlines, like literally. There's stories Kathy shared of her ancestors that came across and landed on Ellis Island and doing the record checking and stuff like that. There's a picture of a Belfuri family with all these musical instruments in their family photo. Kathy wasn't on that boat, but that's the lineage that Kathy comes from, that music just seriously oozes from who they are. And I think you see that just as she leads the worship team in the way she does. And so we're seeing all this. I'm seeing it. The SPRC, I think the chair was Charlie Hart or Jim Shelley at that time, the committee, they're all seeing it. And so we just, after a couple weeks, months of this, say, what do we need to do to make this interim thing a longer term thing? And a couple weeks has turned into a decade later. A decade later. I think part of earnestness is like this consistency and showing up. And I'm grateful for a couple weeks that turns into this earnest decade together, where she's led us through all sorts of things, right? The COVID arrangements, disaffiliation processes, changing service structures from contemporary and traditional to blended services, like all these different things that we did in this decade together, she was literally instrumental. You catching that play on words, instrumental? She was instrumental in all of that, and so just grateful. It's only going to get worse from there if you're laughing at instrumental, okay? But just grateful for that earnestness, truly, from Kathy in the past decade together. So one more time, let's show some appreciation. We're going to make you cry today. Just embrace it, okay? Hebrews 11:6 was the earnest passage, our theme verse. Let's read it together. What page number can we find, Hebrews 11:6? 1715, thank you. 1715. God's word in Hebrews 11:6 says this: without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Read that with me, would you, church? And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. One more time, louder. And without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Our word was earnestly. That was our theme verse that came out of that word. And part of the hope and the intent in 2025 of what we learned together is that this walk with God really does take effort. I think that's behind the word earnestness, the passion behind it. Like, our walk with God takes effort. That's why we paused 5 different times of the year, 6 including today, to highlight earnest efforts, like sweat stories, ways that we've seen good effort that needs honored and applauded, because there is a place for good work and God's good works. That's earnestness. That's this all-in mentality that sweats sometimes together. And so I don't want to mislead you, Because you hear that salvation is the free gift of God, not by our works, but by his works. And that's definitely true. Like, we don't earn our love of God or our forgiveness or anything that God puts in our life. Like, there truly are things given by God. Salvation is the free gift of God. But this work of sanctification, that's where we mature in this journey with Jesus. That's going to involve some sweat. It's where his spirit works with our spirit to mature us and move us more like Christ and in his image. And I think the both and is biblical. I think Ephesians says it much better for me. And so let's just highlight God's word that says this. For it's by grace that you've been saved through faith. This is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Time out. What's that say? You can't earn your salvation. Salvation is God's gift that you can either receive or reject. You receive it by faith. That's what grace is. It's unearned, unmerited favor of God. You can't earn his favor. You can't cause God to say, oh, look at that individual. He's really good. I know I'm all the time good, but look at his goodness. I'm impressed. Our goodness doesn't impress an all good God. Our goodness is a mixed bag between some days good and some days, We are broken sinners that need the salvation that only he can offer. It's not your works, it's his work. What he's done for you on the cross has paid your debt. What he frees you up to be able to do, it's because of his work of the Spirit. It's not your work, it's his work. But the very next verse says we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Catch what Ephesians is doing? It says salvation is all his work, but because he's worked, you got work to do. Catch that? We're God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. When he works in you, you can't help but work for the glory of God. You catching how it holds both intention? Salvation's from above, but your sanctification, this growing up with Jesus, it's going to take some effort. It's going to take some effort to pray sometimes. It's going to take some effort to crack open this book and become a student of God's ways. It's going to take some effort to serve God in the community, in your family, in your workplaces. There's sweat for this journey when you realize really what Jesus has done and the sweat he's poured out and the blood he's poured out on your behalf. That's what we mean by salvation from above, but sanctification taking some effort. I was trying to think of a cool cutting-edge illustration to help unpack this a little bit better for you, and I couldn't come up with one this week. My mind kept flashing back to like fifth grade science projects. Volcanoes, you know what I'm talking about? Little baking soda and vinegar eruption, like that's every elementary age kid's science fair project at some point. And the image I have is like at the base, you pour it in the volcano, right? At the base, you got some baking soda, right? And what pours in from above is vinegar. That causes a reaction when the two come together, right? When what's at the ground level meets by what's poured in from above, something starts happening and overflowing. Correct, science fair people? There's a reaction that takes place when what's poured in from above meets that which is at the base and then causes that to overflow. This is our journey with Jesus. When you become aware of what God's poured into your life, it causes a reaction. Because of his work, you start to work. And that work is to overflow and ooze out of everything you do, everything you are. This is what's at the heart of earnestness and those who earnestly seek him. It's this overflow of a life that touches other lives because you've been poured into by that life. You catching the illustration in all of this? This is what Hebrews 11:6 has been about and what we're asking God to continue to form in us, not just past 2025, but into eternity. Pour into me and through me. Not by my works, your works, but that they propel me to do good works. And I think that's at the heart of the Bible in many pages. We looked at a passage last week Philippians 2, as we talked about godly goals, it says, work hard to show the results of your salvation, obeying God with deep reverence and fear, for God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him. Because of what God's worked in you, you're to work that out and through you. This is the gospel message. Yet again, in the Bible itself, it talks about Jesus asked one time, what is the greatest commandments? And he says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. And the second's like it, love your neighbor as yourself. There's no commandment greater than these. What's Jesus saying? He's saying this journey with following me, this journey with Jesus, it's being all in, all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. And as you love God in those ways, it overflows into how you love your neighbor in those ways. Like, that's earnestness. It's an all-in effort, realizing he's worthy of your all. Don't forget that, church, as we're called and invited to earnestly seek him with our lives. Just two things, and then we'll mic drop it and let Kathy sing the closing song today. As we look at this passage, without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. I think there's two things to remind you that bookend this earnest effort in his direction. And the first of those things that's highlighted in earnestness is faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists. This earnest effort starts with this faith gesture of putting your trust, your obedience in God's direction. Before we got to a Hebrews 11:6, Hebrews 11:1, if you just look back a couple lines in your Bible, it says something about defining faith in the Bible. It says, now faith is confidence in what we hoped for and assurance about what we do not see. What is faith? It's both confidence and assurance. It's this conviction in this trust, reliance on God is who he says he is and does what he says he does. That's the working definition in the Bible about what faith is. And then for the next however many verses in Hebrews chapter 11, it not only defines faith, it then gives you pictures about what faith looks like in every life. Thank you for waking them up. I appreciate that. The next couple verses is person after person who had these defining moments of faith. If you remember our first sermon series that ate up January, February, March, and some of April, it was walking through Hebrews 11, the chapter in Scripture that's called the Hall of Fame of Faith. It's different real-life people who went through real-life struggles and yet exhibited real faith in the midst of those struggles in life. You've got Abel. His faith showed up in what he offered to God. He knew God was the best thing he had, and so he offered God his best. That was a part of his journey. That was Pastor Brad's very first sermon with us a year ago, was on the life of Abel himself. Enoch, we don't know many details. We're just told that he walked faithfully with God. Maybe part of this faith isn't always flashy. It's just this one step at a time, persistence in God's direction. Noah, his faith was exhibited when no one else was showing it. Like everyone else was doing life differently, and yet he knew God was here and everyone else was there, and yet he was daring to be dangerous enough to take God at his word and do it God's way rather than the world's way, even in the midst of the storms of life that came crashing on him. Like faith journey, real faith stories, and how God showed up in them. Hebrews 11:1 shows us the definition of faith. And then it starts to show how it shows up in everyday life. And I think we see our stories through their stories when we truly consider what it is that they stood for. So earnestness, it starts with faith. Do we have faith in God? And does it look like this in everyday lives? And then point number two for us, it begins with faith, but it ends with rewards. Without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Church, I just want to remind you, any effort you put towards God is worth it. Any effort that you put towards the glory of God is going to be worth it on that glorious day. It's not my words, it's his words. He reminds us in the book of Corinthians. He says, those who labor in the Lord, their labor is not in vain. It's not meaningless. Not everything can make that promise. We labor for a lot of things under the sun, and some of those things are going to be buried with us once we're 6 foot under. Only the labor in the Lord is able to be resurrected for all of eternity. Give yourself fully to Him. It's going to be worth it in the end. Christian, I just want to remind you, as the Christian, you got to play the long game. Not always will you get your reward on this side of eternity, and that's okay. God keeps good books. He knows what's done in His name. He knows the intents and motives. He's got a day of accounting. Trust Him in this. The Bible tells us in a variety of times that the rewards are coming. Those references are in your message outline. I'll leave you to look them up. I was just yesterday at the Willows. Someone that is near to dear to my extended family is in the last moments of their life. And I was sitting by her bedside. And I know we say this of all people that are about to pass. What a good, sweet lady. She really was. Just grateful and oozing it in every which direction. And as I sat by her bedside, I was opening up certain different Bible passages. And my main message to her, even as she was somewhat unresponsive and all that, I just wanted to remind her that there really is more in store. That this life really is not all there is to life. That there's rewards that's promised by the all-knowing God Himself. And so I just prayed with her by her bedside to finish well this journey in life, to keep the faith, what that looks like in this moment in life when we can't respond, when we can't move, but we can still trust, lean in, awareness that's not awareness here, but increasingly an awareness there. And church, I just want to remind you of that today too. This faith journey really is worth it. You won't always be rewarded of that on this side, but remember who you work for. Remember who He is, and remember where He's leading you to. And so keep stepping in faith behind Him. It's going to take some effort. It's going to take some earnestness. But it's going to be worth it when that glorious day is before you. You won't be wishing, oh, I wish I did not pour myself more fully in that. No, I want to pour forth in those ways of God. Our image this year that you can kind of see pass through there is the image of one of our youth in our church. 2 falls ago, we had a prayer vigil. Andrea Missler, this is her son, Nico, was at the prayer vigil with her. It was the wee night hours there, and she was anticipating that Nico would be home with Dad. Dad got called into work unexpectedly, and so she was put in a position where got to bring Nico along, and she signed up for 2 hours in that prayer slot. A little earnestness in that, and yet now having to bring a young, energetic boy, as all boys are, into 2 hours of solitude and quiet in the sanctuary. You can imagine some of those moments there. One of those moments was just the sweet moment where Nico found himself by the altar area, was pointing up at the cross in God's work, and some of those instances pointing up, looking up, other times just head bowed, receiving what was done. It was around that same time period that we knew we were selecting the word of the year, earnestness, had no clue what photo do you do to back up earnestness, and Andrea sent an email just saying some of her journey through that prayer vigil and gave me a picture of that, and I said, can we use this for the banner? Because this is a picture of what earnestness looks like, even in the very young of Nico. Prayer vigil, and looking up, and receiving. Church, this is the posture that we want. May we learn it from one of our young ones, huh? Of earnestness in everyday life, looking up and receiving what a good God does, and then flowing out and touching lives accordingly. Amen, church. Amen. Lord, continue to form earnestness in us. Show us what that looks like in everyday life. Help us to see it in other lives. Help us to affirm that, to honor that. And Lord, help us to be that. We want to be a people that not only seek You first, we do it earnestly. We do it every day. And we do it with the effort that's worthy of a God who's sold out on our behalf. So help us to be all in with You, we pray. That's the journey ahead, not just in 2025, but in every day leading to that eternal day. Lead us in that direction, we're asking, in Jesus' name. And His people said, Is it that time for that last song, Kathy? We're going to close the service early. I'm kidding. We are singing the last song as we're a part of Kathy's last day. Stand as you're able. Let's sing to him.